The late Colin Powell once said, there are no secrets to success. It's the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure. Hi, I'm Rob West. There are also no secrets to successful investing. In the long run, several key factors will determine your results. Mark Biller lays out those for us today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's always a pleasure when Mark Biller stops by to give us his insights on successful investing. Mark is the executive editor at Sound Mind Investing, an underwriter of this program, and good friends for a long, long time. They're always focused on positive results. And Mark, great to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Rob. It's good to be back with you.
By the way, we're going to be taking your questions today for Mark Biller during the first portion of the broadcast. So if you'd like to talk about your investments, the market, the economy, how all of that relates to your investment strategy, give us a call at 800-525-7000. Mark, today I want to look at an article you have up at soundmindinvesting.org. It's entitled, Eight Key Factors That Determine Your Long-Term Investing Results. We're going to get into the specifics here in a moment, but what's the big picture to set the stage?
Yeah, in a nutshell, Rob, it's just that we need to focus on what you can control rather than worrying about what you can't. Now, that's pretty good advice for most aspects of life, but certainly for money management. Sure. And for investors, it's a timely reminder right now as well, given the obvious uncertainty about the stock market's future direction. You know, some investors seem to think that the bear market's over. They've been bidding stocks back up higher in these first weeks of 2023. We've got a different view. We've been pointing to an impending recession that's likely, in our view, to extend and deepen last year's bear market. But as we're going to talk about over the next few minutes, regardless of which way the market moves this year, there are still several factors that you have direct control over. And so those are the things that we really want to focus our attention on.
Yeah, very good. Well, I know these will be very helpful, and we have eight of them, so maybe we should dive in. What's first on the list?
Yeah, well, the first one's the elephant in the room, and that's the rate of return that you earn. This is where investors focus almost all of their attention, and that causes them to spend time trying to pick the winning stocks, the best funds, the most astute market guru to follow. And it's certainly not that your rate of return doesn't matter. Obviously, it does. It's just that, unfortunately, this is the only one of these factors that we're going to talk about today that's largely out of your control, unless, of course, you're willing to invest in CDs and other guaranteed type investments like that. So no matter how much you study, how much you know, you're just never going to be able to predetermine exactly what your rate of return is going to be. And so instead, we think it makes sense to turn your attention to the factors where you do have a lot of control.
Yeah, and that's actually liberating. Don't worry about the thing that most investors worry about most. So where do we, Mark, then have more control with our investments?
Yeah, well, the first factor that you do control is whether you're building on a strong foundation. You know, you don't have as much to fear from recessions and bear markets if you're debt-free, if you have an emergency reserve, and you use a cash flow plan that produces a monthly surplus. Now, your ability to put a foundation like that in place is certainly going to be affected by things like how big a house you buy, how new your car is, how responsibly you handle credit, lots of these types of decisions. And the good news is most of those are under your direct control.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And that's obviously a key factor as we think about handling God's money effectively, because the bottom line here, Mark, is, you know, as stewards of God's resources, we want to live within God's provision, of course, give generously, but we also need to be prudent and diligent savers, and that includes investing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Proverbs 21:20, the precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it. There are a lot of biblical principles that are at work here in what we've just covered in the last minute or two.
No doubt. Well, there's a lot more to cover. We've heard two of these eight principles and ideas for successful investing. What about your time horizon? How about taxes? And where do emotions fit into all of that? That and much more as we continue our conversation with Mark Biller today. Plus your questions for Mark on investing-related topics, 800-525-7000. Much more to come on Faith and Finance just around the corner. Stay with us.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Patriotism? Local pride? No matter where you're from, we tend to be proud of it. I'm an American, or I'm from Vancouver, or I grew up in the mountains. But you know, this world is not our home, no matter how comforting some places may seem to us. We're citizens of another country, another kingdom, the kingdom of God. Or as Matthew calls it, the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus tells us to pray for this kingdom. Listen to these words from the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There are a lot of good things in this world, but we should be praying for something even better. God's kingdom coming in its fullness. Get daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Alistair Begg continues our study of the nature of the church this week. Discover why every Christian has an important and unique role to play in the local church. Then find out how to identify a healthy church and learn why communion is significant. Study with us on Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Truth for Life, weekday mornings at 11:30 Central on AFR and online at afr.net.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. In the studio with me today, my good friend Mark Biller. He's executive editor at Sound Mind Investing. You can learn more at soundmindinvesting.org. And while you're there, check out the article we're discussing today, Eight Key Factors That Determine Your Long-Term Investing Results. After last year's market volatility, perhaps recentering yourself on some wise principles that find their roots in God's Word will help you have the confidence to move forward this year in your investment strategy. We're taking your questions today as well during this portion of the broadcast for Mark Biller on investing-related topics. Lines are open, 800-525-7000. We'll get to the phones here in just a moment. Mark, before the break, you shared the first two of these eight principles, that your rate of return, of course, is a key factor. Your financial foundation, and shoring that up, is something you can, of course, control and an important factor. What's next on the list?
Yeah, the next factor that you directly control, Rob, is how much you save. If you can put away $200 a month for 20 years at 10%, that's going to grow to a little over $150,000. Now, you could improve that result to around $200,000 either by One, increasing your annual rate of return from 10% to 12%, and that's what everybody tries to put their focus on. But the second way is a lot more sure of a sure thing. You know, that is, you can increase your deposit by just $60 a month. Hmm. Now, one of those is very much out of your control and unlikely for you to have a lot of influence over. The other is really quite straightforward, and most people could get there if they really tried.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And going back to that 10% number, at least looking historically at the S&P 500, seems like that's actually a possibility, which is encouraging. All right, where do we go from here?
Yeah, next factor is how much you lose to taxes. So that example that I just gave assumes that you're doing your investing in a tax-deferred retirement account. Now, if instead you were making those investments into a taxable account, you'd need to earn quite a bit more, 12.5% per year instead of 10%, just to reach that first level target that I gave. So the point of all that, Rob, lots of numbers there, but the point is very simple, that you really want to make full use of tax-advantaged accounts like IRAs and 401ks if you've got them available to you.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Again, 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's sneak in a quick question here. We do have some lines open, and we'll be taking your questions for Mark Biller during this portion of the broadcast, specifically on the markets, your investment strategy, and the economy. 800-525-7000 to Louisiana. Hi, Melanie. How can we help you?
Did you say Melanie?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm driving, and I get a little pause in between.
Well, no problem. You be careful, but go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I have an investment in a Vanguard account. Actually, it's four different mutual funds, and I would like to transfer or move those into biblically-based investments, possibly with Timothy Plan, but I don't know how to do that. I don't know if I need to take everything out. How do I transfer it without any penalty?
Sure. Mark, at a Vanguard, do you have the same access to kind of any mutual fund there that you would at a Fidelity or a Schwab portfolio?
Yeah, I think it depends on how that account is set up. So that's a good point, Rob. You may be able, Melanie, to just call Vanguard and see if they can actually transfer the funds into those Timothy funds that you're looking at without having to move your account. Now, if your account isn't set up that way, and if they're going to have to transfer you to a different type of account at Vanguard, then you may want to consider just contacting the Timothy funds directly about transferring your accounts for you. A lot of times, and this is true if you were to move, say, an account from Fidelity to Schwab or from Vanguard to wherever, usually the best way to do those account transfers is to call the place where you want the account to end up and have them facilitate it with the broker or the fund company where your account is now. And the reason for that is when they do that, they can usually do that transfer without having to sell your investments, move it to cash, and then buy the new investments. They can do what's called a transfer in kind, where they're just moving everything over, but nothing is actually being bought and sold. And that's particularly important if you are dealing with an IRA account where you don't want those funds to be sold. You certainly don't want them to be sold and come to you directly, because then that opens up some tax issues you've got to be really careful of. So it's usually best to let the new custodian, the new place where you want your account, to handle that transfer. But like Rob said, Melanie, it may be really easy for you. I would first call Vanguard and see, can you just change my investments from these Vanguard funds to these Timothy Plan funds? And it may just be as simple as a phone call.
Yeah, that's great advice. And by the way, if you want to learn more about the Timothy Plan or contact them directly, Melanie, as Mark suggested, just head to their website, timothyplan.com, and you can get their contact information. Thanks for calling. We'll head back to the phones in a moment, 800-525-7000. Mark, before this next break, we've got about a minute and a half. You mentioned tax-advantaged accounts. A lot of folks struggle deciding between IRAs or Roth IRA. What advice do you have there?
Yeah, so first of all, I would always try to get matching if it's available through your workplace plan. Look there first. But then between the Roth and the traditional, general rule of thumb is that Roth is great for younger employees and those that are paying tax at relatively low rates. Older employees or those who are paying at relatively high tax rates may have more to gain by looking at the traditional IRA option and getting that immediate tax deduction. Lots of nuance there, Rob, and we have some articles on this in the IRA section of our soundmindinvesting.org website for those who really want to get into the details.
Mark, is there something to be said about having both options available when you get to retirement so you can choose between the tax-deferred and the Roth depending upon your tax bracket and what happens with the tax code over the next several decades, which nobody knows what's going to happen there? Or is it better to kind of pick one or the other and stay with it?
I love the idea of having some tax diversification like you're describing, Rob. You know, if nothing else, there are differences in the rules about required distributions and being forced to take money out of those accounts, whether you need it or not. So I think that's a great idea to look at having a little bit of both. You may want to favor one over the other, but having a little bit of both is probably only going to help you.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, we're talking to Mark Biller, executive editor at soundmindinvesting.org. Today, we're unpacking the article that you'll find there called Eight Key Factors That Determine Your Long-Term Investing Results. We've covered rate of return, financial foundation, and your ability to shore that up, how much you save. We've also talked about taxes and the effect of taxes on your investments. We'll cover the other four just around the corner. Plus, Peggy, we're coming your way and perhaps your question. The number to call, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Much more with Mark Biller just around the corner on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Stay with us.
Forget about Facebook.
The last 10 days we've been banned twice, and is unbanning a word?
They put us under the ban. Christians and conservatives
don't need you, YouTube.
Banned one day, banned again.
AFR programs are now live streaming on the AFA streaming app. Now you can get shows like Today's Issues straight from the source.
Put back on the next.
Just say unbanned.
Unbanned.
Just search AFA streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's Cards That Give to Missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
The Lord has come, and He is radically changing lives in prisons and countless other points around the globe. Hearts of stone are made into hearts of flesh. Prodigals are coming home.
Rick Robertson encourages brothers and sisters to continue in prayer for those who seem far from the Lord. The Spirit can reach even hardened criminals, and we know He can reach prodigals in your family. Read Rick's article, The Lord Has Come, at afa.net/thestand.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
By the grace of God, American Family Association is making a difference.
Bert Harper, co-host of Exploring the Word.
And we have set our face as a flint to stay true to God and His Word.
Contact the AFA Foundation today to learn how you can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience, and she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Hey, thanks for joining us on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. You know, on this program each day, we want to really slay the money idol, if you will. You know, money can be that primary competitor to lordship in our lives if we allow it to. The Bible says that clearly. You remember Jesus said to the disciples that what will thwart God's word from having a 30, 60, 100-fold return is the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things. And so we want to recognize that the way we handle money is one of those daily expressions of how we wrestle through our faith, and that includes how we spend. It also includes how we save. Mark, before we dive back into this list and take some more calls, I'd love your thoughts just on the importance of answering the question, how much is enough when it comes to investing?
Oh, man, that's a big one, Rob. Yeah, lots of different possible applications. You know, we tend to think about that in terms of like the ultimate finish line of how much would I need like to fund my retirement, and then potentially trying to put safeguards in place to not just continue to move over that line into hoarding as we get towards the end. But I think that there's room certainly all along that investing journey to be thinking about that issue, and whether that's through looking at projections of, you know, if I'm saving this much each year and making a reasonable rate of return, am I going to both meet my goals, but also in terms of this finish line idea that we're talking about, am I going to way exceed what's reasonable for what I'm going to need? And if that's the case, do I really need to be saving as aggressively as I am? Now, I understand completely that there are a lot of people that are hearing this little piece of our conversation, Rob, that are going, man, I am so far away from having to deal with that. Yeah. But, you know, these things sometimes sneak up on us. And so it's not the worst thing in the world, even if you're not anywhere near that point, to just kind of have that in the back of your mind. Sometimes the Lord surprises us. Our financial situations can change quicker than we ever think sometimes. And so to even just have those thoughts running through the background of our mind in advance of when we really may need to apply those can really, really be a valuable thing.
Yeah, I love that. We can look at it every step of the way and really be asking the Lord, what would you have me to do? Which is, I think, the key question here. Just before the break, we were talking with Mark about these successful keys to investing. One of those is obviously the tax implications. We were talking about the traditional and the Roth IRA. Peggy, I understand you have a question about Roth IRAs. Let's go to Peggy in Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm kind of on the flip end of sort of what you were just talking about. I had a Roth IRA and found out that there is an income cap for a Roth IRA. I did not realize that. Yes. God has greatly blessed me. I made $285,000 last year, and I am finding it so difficult to invest, to find a place to put that money. You know, I give, I tithe, you know, I give to the Save the Babies with the clinics. I mean, I give a lot,
sure.
But I need to put money away, and I make a lot of money. I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, very good. Well, you're right. There is an income phase out. Last year, if you were married filing jointly, $214,000. Single, as a single person, that cap would be $144,000. This year, it's $153,000 for a single filer, $153,000 in adjusted gross income or modified adjusted gross income. Filing jointly this year, that phase out is $228,000. So at $280,000, you would be beyond that and therefore unable to contribute to a Roth IRA. Mark, obviously God has blessed Peggy. She's got a significant income. She's looking to put it away and wants to do that in a way that's smart and tax advantaged. So what ideas would you have for her?
Yeah, it's a great problem to have, right, Peggy? But it is still a problem, and it can get tricky as you get into those higher income levels. You know, one thing that I would always point out in a situation like this is this can actually be a case where 401ks and other company retirement plans can be somebody's best friend, because typically those plans do not have income restrictions. Now, not everybody works for a company that has a plan like that, but that would be the first place that I would direct somebody. Another thing there that some folks, especially if they're self-employed perhaps, are not aware of, are there are small business versions of many of these retirement plans. There's a solo 401k option with certain conditions, and there are other things like a SEP IRA that can often be used in a self-employment situation. So if that's more where you're coming from, Peggy, those plans can be a little bit complicated to figure out. We have an article on our Sound Mind Investing website about self-employed options, retirement plans for self-employed people that you could search our site and find some details about. So those are some options there. Of course, you can always go with a taxable account. Sometimes that does impact the types of things you want to invest in if you're having to pay tax as you go. And typically, you can also use a non-deductible IRA where you don't get all of the benefits of some of the other IRA types, but at least you can get some tax-deferred growth that way and not have to pay tax each year as you're accumulating in an IRA, a non-deductible traditional IRA like that. Rob, what other thoughts would you have?
Yeah, and just quickly, Mark, we've got about 40 seconds for our next break. This could be a situation, even though it's not our first choice, you or I, where you might want to look at an insurance product if you run out of all other tax advantage saving options, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. Not the first place we'd go, but if you're running out of these other options I've mentioned, that can be a good choice.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would encourage you, Peggy, to head to soundmindinvesting.org to read some of those articles Mark mentioned. Also, you could connect with a certified Kingdom advisor on our website who could guide you through this at faithfi.com. Click Find a CKA. You stay on the line. We're going to send you a copy of the Sound Mind Investing Handbook. I think that'll be a great resource for you. Stay with us. Much more to come on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Sandy Rios 24/7. It's not a morning show, it's an all-day show, fueled by the wit and wisdom of Sandy Rios.
If you have a smartphone, I think you should download the AFR app.
Sandy Rios 24/7 is on the podcast page at AFR.net.
I have, you know, so many listeners from the radio show who are now listening to the podcast.
Sandy Rios 24/7.
You live my prayers all the time.
Sandy Rios 24/7 on the podcast page at AFR.net.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. More than 50,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free faith and finance account. Just visit faithfi.com and click sign up.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Mark Biller with me today from soundmindinvesting.org. We're taking your questions on investing-related questions during this portion of the broadcast. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Mark, you've shared with us these successful principles and ideas for investing. You've mentioned already now four of them. Number five has to do with our time horizon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's how long you save. We've talked about how much you save, but how long has a really big impact as well. You know, all these examples, like the one we talked about earlier of compound interest and investment growth, they show us that these amazing things happen when we can leave money invested for long periods of time. So the takeaway there for me, Rob, is that you really want to start contributing to your investment accounts as early as possible and then plan to leave that money working tax deferred for as long as possible as well.
Yeah, that's why Einstein called compound interest the eighth wonder of the world. It is an incredibly powerful force. All right, what is next on the list?
Yeah, well, this one's especially important at times like we're experiencing right now in the stock market, and that is whether you let your emotions get the best of you. You know, fear and greed tend to drive investor behavior through market cycles. So investors typically get too conservative after big bear markets, and they get too aggressive after long bull markets. So the trick is recognizing those tendencies, because it's really hard to know when to play more defense and then when to take your foot off the brake again. And that's the type of thing that we try to help our members with at Sound Mind Investing. Now, as an individual investor, making subjective, emotional types of trading decisions is very possibly the biggest risk to your long-term success. So we always encourage people to follow an objective, time-tested, rules-based plan and strategy, and choosing to use that type of a process-driven approach instead of a more emotional gut approach is going to definitely lead to better long-term results, and it's also going to help you sleep better at night.
Process-driven, especially in a volatile and even bear market, I think is so critical. That's when we're most likely to abandon what we know to be true about long-term investing and make some rash decisions. 800-525-7000 if you have a question for Mark Biller today. All right, Mark, this next one perhaps could make you especially vulnerable to emotion. Tell us about the next factor.
Yeah, this is whether you're playing the short-term trading game or the long-term investing game. In the investing game, you're going to win by plotting a strategy very carefully at the outset and then letting that strategy play out over a long period of time. Short-term news, whatever is currently hot in the market, what the experts are saying, all of that is largely irrelevant to long-term investors.
Yeah, so turn off the financial shows on the TV or your favorite streaming app. Don't look at your returns every day, and you'll be okay. All right, what's the next one, Mark?
Yeah, well, the last one we've got, Rob, is whose advice you listen to. You know, is your strategy in sync with biblically based financial principles like you're talking about every day on this program? Or is it more reflective of the conventional thinking offered by the secular investing world? And that is one that is completely your choice.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, tie a bow on this for us, Mark. What do we need to know here as we wrap this up?
Yeah, you know, the main point, again, is that these last seven factors we talked about, these are the things that are under your direct control. So focus your energies on maximizing their effect on your portfolio. That's going to contribute much more to your success than kind of haphazard efforts to jack up your raw performance results.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And of course, we want to focus back in on those biblical principles of investing and make sure we're not only keeping our emotions under control, but we've got to know why we're investing in the first place. And we need to continue, even while we're building our wealth, to look for where the Lord may be leading in our giving journey, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, these are the guidelines, these are the tools, but then within that structure, there's always going to be the need for you and your personal relationship with the Lord to guide and direct the very specific fine-tuning along the way. That's not to say that you're choosing mutual funds based on your morning prayer time. I mean, you might, but that's not what I'm saying. I think you understand and your listeners understand. We're trying to give these broad tools, and then you take that to the Lord and get your specific marching orders that way.
Yeah, that's well said. All right, back to the phones we go to Iowa. Hi, Doug. Thanks for calling. What's your question for Mark Biller today?
Well, when I retired, I rolled my company money into an IRA, or my 401k actually, into an IRA at my bank, and it's absolutely doing nearly nothing. Yeah. And I'm watching this interest rate go up, and I was wondering if there was a way or some way I can get that money out of that and get myself a certificate of deposit.
Yeah, you certainly could. A couple of questions for you, Doug. You know, how does this 401k retirement asset fit into your long-term plan? Are you going to begin drawing off of this to supplement your income, or is this really surplus at this point?
It's surplus. I've had to just start taking an RMD.
Yeah. Okay. And so you're not planning on touching it. Are you wanting to stay with guaranteed products like bank products, CDs, high yield savings, or
yes.
Okay, so that's kind of absolutely the direction you want to go. So Mark, with an IRA, if he doesn't want to take any risk on this and yet still maximize it, where would you go next?
Well, I would think that talking to somebody at the bank, if you're sure that you want to be in fixed rate CD type investments, I would think that the bank would be able to facilitate that. Now, if you have that conversation and they either can't do that or you find that their CD rates are not attractive, then we're back to the conversation that we had earlier in the program with Melanie, where we're talking about potentially moving that IRA from one custodian to another. And certainly CDs are widespread. You can get those through traditional broker accounts like you'd open with a Fidelity or a Schwab or whoever. They can do CDs that way. But, you know, I would think that a bank would be pretty well equipped to handle that as long as their CD rates are attractive. Rob, yeah. What would your counsel
yeah,
be?
No, I would absolutely agree. Quick question for you, Mark, then we've got to wrap up here. What about brokered CDs or money market, given that this you know, would be in a brokerage account likely if it wasn't in a bank. Are those good options?
They certainly can be. It really comes down to those rates, and those can vary so much from institution to institution that it's hard to blanket, you know, that. But, you know, it's good to know that there are attractive rates in those products available. You just sometimes have to look around for them.
Yeah, bankrate.com could be a great resource for you, Doug, to compare the kind of most compelling CD rates out there and see if you can stay with your bank or you need to move to another, perhaps online bank or a brokerage account where you have even more options. Thanks for your call today. Mark, appreciate you stopping by, my friend. We're grateful for you and the team at Sound Mind Investing.
Thanks, Rob. Always a pleasure.
All right. Check out this article at soundmindinvesting.org. 8 key factors that determine your long-term investing results. Soundmindinvesting.org. More of your questions, 800-525-7000, just around the corner. We'll be right back.
Friendships is offering an exciting opportunity for young adults who want to grow in their walk with God, become physically fit, and learn relief ministry while serving in the Middle East. This is an amazing opportunity to serve God and experience Israel. Check out Seahawk's one-year scholarship program at friendships.org or call 337-433-5022. That's 337-433-5022. The next session begins August 19th.
Jenna Ellis in the morning.
You need to be very concerned about what your children are being exposed to if they go to a public school or even if they go to a Christian school. Parents are not just allowed, they have a constitutionally protected fundamental right that is God-given to direct the education, well-being, and faith options of their children.
Jenna Ellis in the morning, weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. It's my privilege to join you each morning as we unpack the scriptures and apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. You know what's true about God's Word? It's always right. It's always relevant. It's never going to change, and it applies to every facet of our lives, including our finances, how we handle God's money as stewards or managers or caretakers. Insert whatever word you want there that illustrates the idea that we're managing the Master's resources, so we need to know His heart in order to manage His money the way He wants. Well, we go to God's Word to do that, and so we talk about that each day on this program. In light of your specific questions related to your finances, let's turn the corner. Any financial question during the rest of the broadcast here today, we'd love to hear from you. We've got some lines open, 800-525-7000, with whatever financial question you're wrestling with today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Hey, here in the beginning of the year, you're probably still trying to make good on those resolutions. Maybe one of them has to do with your spending plan. You're finally going to get that budget set up. Well, we want to help you with that. The FaithFi app, we believe, is the very best money management system out there. It's built on the tried and true envelope system. A lot of you mentioned that you've listened in the past to the late Larry Burkett, and you'd go all the way back to Larry's early days on the radio. What a blessing he was, his kind heart and his biblical wisdom. Well, Larry popularized this idea of the envelope system, that we would actually literally cash our paycheck and fund different physical envelopes that represented, at the very least, our discretionary spending category. So we might stuff an envelope with our clothing budget for the month and then put another envelope with the grocery budget for the month and eating out and, you know, whatever it was. And then when the money was gone, well, there was a kind of physical governor, if you will, on the spending, because if it was gone, it was gone. You had to wait till the next paycheck to refund it. Well, we took that and converted the envelope system to a digital modern expression of that. So you could not only have different envelopes there in the FaithFi app, but you can connect using encrypted and secure technology to download your transactions automatically from all your credit cards and banking institutions, allowing those envelopes to be funded not only with your paycheck, digitally speaking, but then the transactions coming down against that. So at any point in the month, you can see, what do I have left? And that's really the key there. In addition to the money management system, you'll also get access to all of our biblical financial resources and our community of like-minded believers who every day are asking questions and encouraging each other there in the FaithFi community. It's all in the FaithFi app. So just head to your app store, type in FaithFi, Faith and Finance, and you can download it free. Or you can head to our website, faithfi.com, and just click the app button. All right, here in the remaining moments of the broadcast today, whatever financial question you have, we'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. Let me tackle an email here. These come into us at askrob@faithfi.com. This one comes to us from Mike. He says, about every 6 months, my bank increases my credit limit, even though I didn't ask. It's now up to $15,000. I surely don't need that much of a limit, but does it really matter? I don't have any debt, and the credit card is paid off every month. My credit score is excellent. Is that why they keep increasing it? And the answer to that is yes, Mike. You have a high credit score. They like that. You're managing this responsibly. They're by way of not carrying a balance. They see that. They don't necessarily like that, because keep in mind, the way they make money is when you carry a balance and they earn interest on top of the merchant rebate. They make a lot of money when you not only carry a balance, but you have some late payments, because those fees are high and amount to billions of dollars of credit card industry income every year, not to mention over limit fees. And so I call it debt mountain. You know, as you move up debt mountain, they're going to continue to quote unquote reward you with a higher credit limit, hoping that you will at some point decide you need to buy something well beyond your ability to pay for it using that credit limit. And therefore, you're going to start carrying a balance and they're going to really start earning some money when you do that. How does that affect your credit score? Well, it really doesn't. I mean, the credit utilization would be the biggest factor here, but your credit utilization essentially is at zero because you're paying it down or off every month. And so that's really not a factor. The only other potential factor is, given that that limit is available to you, Mike, that's going to be factored into the total amount that's been extended to you, even though you're not using it, if you were to be out there and seek another loan for some other purpose. So at some point, you could ask them to ratchet it down or make a request that they stop increasing it. But at the end of the day, as long as you continue to manage things responsibly, you probably don't have to give it much consideration. All right, this one comes to us from Gail. Here's what she writes. My husband and I live with my elderly mother. She's always given $100 to her family on their birthdays and annually to worthy charities. Is there a fund that we can start now to keep her generosity alive after she's gone? God bless your ministry. Gail, I love this question. Here's a simple tool that's not going to require any ongoing maintenance or fees or filings like you might think of with a foundation or some of these more complex estate planning tools. It's called a donor-advised fund. You might think of it as I like to call it a charitable checking account. Once you make a gift to a donor-advised fund that you would advise, it's given away. So you're going to get a contribution receipt for that gift into the donor-advised fund when you make it. And that could happen at any time throughout her life. It could happen out of her estate at her death. And as that's funded, she would then name what's called a successor advisor. So basically, at her passing, whatever's in the donor advised fund, and it could be the cash she contributes, it could be the proceeds from her estate at her death, could be real property or other assets that are placed in the donor advised fund. And then when liquidated, the proceeds fund that account as well. All of that has to be given away to a not-for-profit charity or ministry, but you and your siblings perhaps can become the successor advisors, which would allow you all then to continue to take that money that your mom has put into this account throughout the rest of her life and give it away. And you could make that a family affair. Have a lot of fun with continuing her legacy through her generous heart. So I like this tool a lot. Again, it's not expensive to set up. There's not any annual filing fees or anything like that. And I think it could be a great tool for you. I love the National Christian Foundation as a place to set this up. They call their version of a donor advised fund a giving fund. And again, it's very simple to set up. You can do it in a matter of moments on their website at ncfgiving.com. And I would just encourage you to check it out, maybe learn more. And I think this might be exactly what you were looking for. Well, folks, we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about investing. You know, Mark touched on this subject of how much is enough, and I'd love to revisit that as we begin to wrap up the program here today. You know, as we manage God's money, it's important that we recognize first, as I talked about a moment ago, our role, that of steward or manager of God's resources. We need to accept this absolute commitment to live within God's provision, not using debt to live beyond that. We need to understand that our identity is in Christ, and ultimately we're a reflection of His generosity, and so we should be giving generously. But we also need to wrestle through this tension of how much is enough? What is our financial finish line? And I realize, as Mark even said earlier, many of you might be saying, Rob, I'm not concerned with that. I really don't have a whole lot. I haven't put a whole lot aside. I consider myself way behind in terms of long-term savings. And that's a reality for many folks. And so we need to be diligent savers. And I believe that's affirmed in Scripture. But I also think for many of us, whether it's for our accumulation, our ultimate long-term savings goals, or even our lifestyle right now, we need to be asking the question, Lord, what have you called me to? How much is enough with regard to my spending every month and with regard to my long-term savings? And there can be any number of ways you go about calculating what that is, and perhaps you're taking advantage of a certified kingdom advisor to help you make that calculation and determine what the appropriate amount for you is would be really important. And you could find a CKA at our website, faithfi.com. But I would just challenge you to think through that. And I think that needs to be a prayerful conversation. You know, God's word doesn't tell us that we're to live on 62.7% of our income. You know, it's just not there, which means we've got to be on our knees saying, Lord, what would you have me to do? How much is enough for me and for my family and for us? And what have you called us to? And how do we align our spending and our accumulation with our values and priorities as believers? And I think that's a question that we all have to wrestle through. You know, my experience is that those that are most free from the emotional byproducts of financial decision-making, the fear and the guilt and the frustration that can often be present, those that are most free from that have really answered the two questions we talked about today. Who owns it? Of course, God owns it all, and therefore I'm a steward. And the second is, how much is enough? Where is my financial finish line? So perhaps for the first time today, give that some thought and consideration. And here's the great part. As you define enough, it allows you to really accelerate your giving. And you're never going to be able to give to your maximum and full potential unless you have a plan to do it. And part of that plan needs to be based on where you're ultimately going and how much you need to be saving on the way. So work through that process, see what God tells you, and see what that does in your spiritual life as you wrestle through that, because there's a connection between our money and our hearts. Remember, Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Hey, thanks for being along with me today. I so appreciate you listening to the program. I couldn't do it without my amazing team, Pat Montague, Devin Patrick, Adam Suddeth, Robert Sutherland. pushing all the buttons, making everything happen, making me sound a lot better than I normally do. So thankful for that team today. Hey, I hope you come back and join us tomorrow. We'll look forward to doing this all over again. And Lord willing, I hope you join us. We'll look forward to seeing you then. God bless you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.